Hi, Adele. How was the show?
Well, it was fun. It was fascinating. It was not scary. I thought it might have been because it was Leah Mansfield talking about nuclear weapons.
Oh, that should be scary.
Why should that be
not scary? Have we normalized it?
We have exactly normalized it. She loved the movie War Games. But you know what her job was in the Air Force? Was in the tube with the key.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Wow. All right. So now we know somebody. Hey. What are you doing?
I needed to hear what you were saying.
Oh.
So I needed to adjust that microphone.
All right.
Do you want me to turn it down? No. Would you like to be softer?
It's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
She was in the tube.
She was in the tube. With the rocket.
With the rocket. I got to learn how rockets work.
Ooh, that's neat.
Here's what I've never known.
How rockets work.
Well, not even, I still don't know how rockets work. Mm. But here's what I've learned that you would have thought I would have been made obvious.
Okay.
You know how there's different stages in a rocket?
Yep.
So what I learned on this episode is that it's in different stages because there's the engine part that gets it out of the hole, off of the earth, into the sky. It falls away when it burns out that engine.
Right.
At which point another engine, second stage, fires up. And then that propels it even further toward what, for our purposes, I guess would be referred to as the bad guys.
All right.
And then it
also
falls.
But also potentially to the moon or
to the
Mars
moon.
Or,
to the moon.
Or any place, because that's the way those
that's
big
how
rockets
work.
Yeah.
And so the fact that I don't think I knew that all the engines weren't going right from the get.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So right. That's what I learned.
Okay.
And
that's a good thing to learn.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Leah Mansfield has decided that if it all ends, she wants to be on heroin when it does. And she joined the Air Force to see the world.
Uh-huh. And she saw the inside of a tube.
In Nebraska. For almost 6 years.
Oof, that's rough.
She was going to career Air Force.
Mm-hmm. Just to see the world.
Just to see the world, to travel and work with the enlisted people. She had none of that.
Mm.
None of it. Mm. And she was like, well, it's been great.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate the clothing.
Mm-hmm.
I am gay. I got to go. I think at one point she said she came out during Don't Ask, Don't Tell. And on 9/11, she said, she told a story about how she was glad she was, that it was 9/11 and not 9/6, because she would have been considered AWOL. Because the previous weekend, her and a friend had driven to Oregon, and she wasn't supposed to be that far from it. She was on leave.
Oh, I see.
But she wasn't supposed to be that far.
Right. I see.
On 9/11, she happened to be close.
Right.
And so it was pretty fascinating.
That is fascinating.
And we talked about who has nukes and how you simulate to do them. And she's like, yeah, there's no... It's a lot of nobody doing it.
What do you mean? What are you
simulate shooting them off.
Oh, okay.
Because every 3 months they pick a different squadron to test their nukes.
Okay.
Except for they don't test the nukes. They test
right.
the chassis. They test the stages.
Right.
And so they put the nuke, I guess, in the warhead in storage.
Yep.
They take the chassis to California.
Okay.
Stick it in a tube,
okay,
and then rebuild it from the bottom up.
Oh, that's good.
To make sure that the chassis wouldn't break down if it shot off.
Right. That's smart.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad to know that happens.
And then they put a dummy bomb on the top of it, and they launch it at some island in the Pacific, which I guess is a puddle of nothing now, because they've been doing it for 4,700 years.
Right.
And
it's not an island at all.
Well, it's been great, you guys. Listen to this show, because it's a good one.